Oh, you've no idea. Yeah, last time we left off, y'all were shrunken, 3 inches tall, trying to find your way to a secret market through the sewer system. Yeah. Yep, on your right were a bunch of rats, on your left was a blob monster. God, I've even got a good old-fashioned dungeon crawl ready for you people. Trust me, if you don't have a magical item yet, you fucking will by the end of this tour today. Yeah, that includes something. I mean, not to tell secrets or play favorites or anything before everyone gets here, but that does include something for your super cool, enthralling tiefling rogue. Oh, yeah, I'm having a hell of a time playing with her. Yeah, your character's fantastic. Hopefully, you're enjoying yourself, too. I know this is your first time playing, like, a real Dungeons & Dragons session, week-to-week sort of a deal. But this is also my first time DMing, so... Oh, well, good. Yeah, I'm really trying to give it my all, you know? Especially since it's, like, us and a bunch of our friends. I guess I'm trying to impress, too. Just don't tell them that. But, I mean, we all don't... Yes, but don't pretend like we all don't notice... Yeah, I mean, we have a few, like, I mean, our party's full of attractive characters, but let's not pretend like all of them are you. You're the one who's prancing around in the scandalous outfit with the magical armor and you trying to seduce every NPC I introduce to the team. Well, you've been doing good so far, so it's not like I'm complaining. I'll do what works for you, you know? Yeah, okay, okay. Hey, where is everyone else? So far, you're the only one here. Ah, Duroximith texted me. Yeah, Mark, he texted me. Yeah, apparently he had a long day, so he's gonna be missing out on this session. Fucking bummer. And there's Lexus and Rocket, and... What the fuck? They're at 2. What the fuck? Well, I just feel bad, because you already came all this way, but... I mean, if it's just going to be me and you... Okay, you know, I didn't have it fully planned, but I've got the structure of it, so we should be able to do it. Do you want to do the side quest? I know we talked about you doing, like, an individual side quest for your character to work on the family unit stuff. Yeah, the secret to the mother. Cool, so you want to do that? Alrighty. Alright, so let me get this sorted, get all my shit straight, and okay. Clarence goes on a solo hike through the woods of Eldarin. Roll a perception check. I know, so fast. Roll a perception check. Good roll. Okay, with an 18, you see the beautiful dogwood trees. Yeah, very white, very gray, very beautiful. The floor is covered with the golden leaves that also mirror the canopy that is also this beautiful golden hue of yellow on this white. And in the distance, you can kind of perceive that there's some movement going around. You don't see creatures. You just see sort of movement in the woods and in amongst the leaves and amongst the forest. Though you don't see any immediate movement around the meadow that you've walked into. Again, it's about a 10-foot around meadow covered and overshadowed by this golden canopy above. What do you do? Oh, you also see a single tree out in the middle of this field. It looks like none of the other trees. It looks more like a willow tree than it does a dogwood. Yep, still same color, still golden, just looks more like a willow tree. Alright, you roll an arcana check in the meadow, and you find a golden sundial in the middle of this field that is absolutely radiating magical energy. Okay, so you approach it. You don't see anything as you approach it, but you do hear... Well, I guess the first thing that you perceive is the winds ripping around you, and it feels sort of like a moist wind, like a mist whipping around you, and you hear... I feel chaos within you, but also... a desire for peace. I wonder which you crave more, power or peace. Nah, that's fucking choice. Okay, so you kneel down and you lay your weapons before this forest spirit, before this sundial and this ethereal power. On the other side of the sundial, you see a small puddle start to form beneath the willow tree and on the other side of the dial. And in the middle of the meadow... How do I explain this? Okay, do you remember that episode of Courage the Cowardly Dog? When the evil mermaid, like, witch would form from, like, any little water droplet that was formed by Eustace, like, from the sink and from the puddle outside and from... And it used to scare the shit out of Courage... Yeah, so you see, it's kind of like that. So you see him sort of like, it's not going to be a female witch. This is more of an androgynous, very beautiful ethereal sort of androgynous figure form from this puddle on the other side of the sundial. Okay, and you hear them say, you are... never mind. What brings you here? Alright, you roll a 14 intimidation. Yep, that's just barely enough. And they reply with, cute, but what do you really crave? What do you desire? Shit, dude. Yeah, okay, let's see. You say that line and about being the spirit's at the spirit's service, and you hear, I only crave the chaos within you, do you plan to give it to me? Oh. Oh. very, very wild. I guess, like, I get, okay, time out, because I get that this leads to something like you, well, your character offering themselves, sexually to the spirit. I guess I should, I don't know, I guess I shouldn't be that surprised with how you've approached pretty much every NPC so far, but it's, I don't know, with no one else here, it's kind of, no, it's not a problem at all. It's, not a problem. Here, roll a charisma check. This one's pretty high, considering that they're a ancient spirit, not easily persuaded by 20. Shit, okay. Dirty 22. Okay. Dirty 22 seducing the spirit, and they are completely smitten by you. You've completely won over this ancient spirit, and they say, oh, sweet darling. Oh, sweet love. Oh, I've waited for you for as long as the rivers run, for as long as the breeze has wandered. I've been searching for you. And here I have you. What might I do for you? Oh, you want to kiss the spirit? Yeah, I guess. I could, ask them to show themselves to you. They're kind of like a misty, spirity thing right now, so, okay, they form from the puddle, let's say, they form from the puddle on the other side of the dial beneath the tree, and they walk around the dial to you as they say, how might I serve you? Oh, you kiss them. You want to, like, cut them off with a kiss. Okay, you're surprising them with... You're surprising them with a kiss. So, let's roll, I guess, charisma again with advantage. Yeah, let's just do that. Okay, 17 plus proficiency, they have been swept away by your kiss. And you feel hands wrap around your waist, and you feel... I want to give you something cool, because... Okay, you feel... Your HP is a little low after the fight, right? Okay, take plus 5 HP as you feel yourself revitalized by this intense power, this intense kiss coming from this ancient spirit. And he stops and says, how do I help you? I already am. You say, oh, he already is. and you just keep kissing. Okay, okay. any further than this and we're kind of going into a sex scene, sort of, between your character and my spirit. Okay, what is going on? Pause everything. What is going on with you? Well, what is up with you lately? I mean, it's not like I mind or I care, but it's like every NPC lately is a notch in your belt, I guess. At least, I mean, a goal for you. Is that really just your character, or... Well, I don't know. You know, if you want to talk about out-of-game stuff, I mean, if you're not getting as much action IRL as of late or something, then, I mean, we can talk about it. It's... Oh, shit. A crush. You have a crush. No, that's super cool. Well, then I can understand being flirty, I guess, with the characters. If you like someone but you haven't been able to make a move, I get flirting with NPCs and stuff to pass the time. Do I know them by chance? I mean, it's okay if you'd rather not. Oh, I do. It's someone in the party? Son of a bitch. What? No, it's... Well, I wish you the best. I guess as your kind and benevolent DM, if you tell me who they are, I can always try to finesse some sort of a scene or something. Good. No? Okay. Then I guess I'll keep on as normal, I guess. No, I don't mean to be pushy. If you don't want to tell me, I get it. But you really don't want to say? Okay. Yeah, okay. No, it's fine. I'll it's none of my business. Well, back to the scene, I guess. So the spirit, here, roll a constitution check. Okay, with that low of a roll, you fall under their thrall. And you hear them say, I sense others in your heart, and I will not allow it. You're mine, and you'll stay with me to be mine. Forever. What do you do? I mean, I guess if you could, but I mean, don't you want to fight it? This person's going to keep you forever inside of like a sundial in the forest. You sure you don't? I mean, the save is super low. They're not expecting it at all. You just gotta... Okay, pause the game again. What gives? Well, you don't... I don't know, it's like you're giving up. Why? Why would you give up now? Aren't you supposed to be, like, trying to figure out what's... I'm trying to, like, get behind what your character's doing and, like, get behind this whole... I get you flirting with NPCs, but, like, aren't you supposed to be trying to figure out what's going on with your mom? No, I get that, but, like, this spirit, like, loves you now. Like, they're not going to let you go without a fight. They're going to keep you. So trapped and completely enslaved to me, you're this force spirit. You want that. It's just, you're making no sense. How am I supposed to? Why would you want that? Because what? You want me because you want me? This doesn't seem, and sorry, correct me if I'm wrong, that this doesn't seem like it's in game anymore. Oh. Okay, well that, No, I'm not upset. I was expecting a game night of a D&D, and now I've got this. I've got a lot more than what I was expecting is all. No, it's not a bad thing at all. It's an exciting thing. It's just a very, very different thing. You are. I mean, out of game. You're gorgeous. You're funny and smart and I just never would have thought that you of all people would. I mean, yes, you flirt with all the attractive NPCs, but I never thought it was because of me. But now that I know, now that I know that's what you want, you want to roll a charisma check with advantage on your DM to see if your flirting finally got through to them. Oh, yeah. Sure, I believe that you got a dirty 20. Sure. How appropriate. No, I'm not gonna double check you. No, you're... Well, your DM gets closer to you. Yes, you roll a perception. And with a 15 perception, you find that I've already locked the door. That our phones are on the other side of the table. And that nothing is distracting your DM from what they see in front of them, which is a laser-pointed focus on you. Your DM is a breath away from you now, so what do you do? Holy shit. No. It's just... I've never kissed someone like this before. I've always been, waiting on nothing. Okay, with an 18 investigation, you can tell that... that I've seemingly been waiting for someone. Someone my heart was set on, and someone who was the only one who could break the DM's curse of being perpetually single.
someone like you. Actually, only you. You find that only you could have done this. I like you. Like not in game, not as a joke. I really like you. And unless I'm going completely insane, does all of this mean that you like me too? Oh, fuck heavens. Oh, thank God. No, it's just... holy shit. No, I've liked you for so long that... And I kept trying not to lose my cool during play and confuse game with reality, but I you mean, you really mean it, you like me too, like in real life, not in like, well, thank goodness. Well, that means finishing up this sex scene will be a lot more easier. Oh. No one else has to know. But they do have to know that we're dating. And that you're mine now. Good. Now roll for acrobatics.